Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Kate Inge from the Juno Public Libraries. I'm here with her monthly update for activities for February. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. Glad to see you back again. Before we get into library activities, let's talk books like we love to do.
Yay, books.
Like we were just doing for like 5 minutes before we even started this interview. What are you reading now, or what have you read that you liked since the last time we talked?
So right now I'm reading while I'm listening. I'm listening to an audiobook that was a patron recommendation. It's called The Wild Robot by Peter Brown. And it's about this robot or shipment of robots that kind of crash up on this island. And this one robot survives and all the animals find this robot and they like turn her on and she's going around the island helping them. And I'm kind of right at the part where I'm going to learn maybe what her actual purpose is, and it's very just nice, and she helps all the animals get along, and it's just a very nice story that will be great to listen or read along with your kids.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun. Do the animals talk and everything?
Yeah, the animals talk. So the robot learns the animal language. And so then she can understand the robot and the animals and they can understand her, which kind of comes into play later on.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yep.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That does sound pretty like a happy story.
Yeah, it's a nice happy story. Well, hopefully not going to win.
Yes, well, you'll have to let me know next month how it ends. I'm reading a book that's, I don't know if I'd call it happy. It's called The Huntress by Kate Quinn. She also wrote The Alice Network.
Yeah.
Historical fiction. I'm really loving the book, the pace. It's like this classic tale of action and intrigue set in World War II era and a little bit later. Kind of jumps back and forth in time. And one of the main characters is part of the famous Russian army's bombers known as the Night Witches.
Right.
Yeah.
That was one I picked up and then put down. So maybe I'll have to pick it up
again. I recommend it. Yeah. I like kind of like the Alice Network. She kind of focuses, the main characters are in sort of traditionally male dominated roles or roles that would be unexpected for women in that time period, like pilots and spies and photographers. But one thing that surprised me is that she actually incorporated characters from the Alice Network into this novel.
Oh, nice.
So I think she might be creating a little universe or something. All right, back to business. All right, so you're talking about activities for the month of February at the Juno Public Libraries. Mm-hmm. One of them you've got going on this month is the Memory Cafe. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. So we started last month, and this is going to be monthly on the second Thursday of the month at the Valley Library. We started with some help with a grant that I got from the National Network of Library of Medicine. We are going to do these memory cafes, which are great for people with dementia and their care people. And you can come to the Valley Library. We'll have a different theme each month. And then it's a good way for people to socialize, to kind of bring up memories that have been kind of laying dormant, to kind of help everything work, because I think there's been studies and the research shows that with people, well, everybody, but especially with patients and people with dementia, if you don't kind of use your brain, then you use it, you lose it. And so this is a way to kind of help keep the socialization and help kind of keep those memories going and the connections being made and forging new ones to kind of help keep, not like reverse it, not cure it, but kind of at least help slow down the progression of these of those diseases.
Well, that sounds like a really nice thing for the library to do and get involved in.
And luckily, this is something that our outreach team has been wanting to do for a while. And part of it will be we're creating what are called memory kits. I'm using the money from this grant. And it's kind of like the same thing. Each kit will have a different theme, but they'll be available for patrons to borrow and take home. So then you can take them home and kind of use them at home, or you can bring them along with you if you're going to visit somebody. And hopefully kind of like help create new memories, bring up old memories, kind of help with socialization so you can kind of keep connections with these people that you love and you're taking care of and, you know, that are in your life.
You said this is the second one?
This is the second one, yeah. The first one, last month, we had Ron Somerville come and play the piano. And so he played a bunch of standards, which I heard were really enjoyed by everybody. One woman, I can't remember what song it was. It wasn't the Star Spangled Banner or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I can't remember what, but she was really excited because she sang it all the time when she was little washing dishes and then hadn't like thought about it in years and years and years. And here she heard the song and was just like, oh, I sang this song when I washed dishes and it was so great. And, you know, all this, and that was kind of, you know, annoying that I had to wash dishes, but just so happy that she could remember the song and it got brought up. And it was really, really nice.
It took her back.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. That's great. Okay. So when and where is the Memory Cafe taking place?
So it's going to be Thursday at the Valley Library, the large room at 2 p.m. And they should be like the second Thursday of every month. So if you can't make this one, put it in your calendar for next month. And it'll be the same time, same place, the second Thursday.
Second Thursday of the month.
Yeah. And each month we'll have a different theme.
What did you say this month's theme was?
This one is, I think we're partnering with Juno Lyric Opera. So there's going to be some singing, I think.
There'll be some music.
Yep. Some more music.
That's great. I like the thought of using music as a way to call back memories.
Yeah.
Great association. Music is a great association tool.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other activity you wanted to highlight today was choosing your garden type, a gardening workshop.
Yeah. So we actually have a gardening series going on. The first one's going to be February 22nd. And it will be choosing your garden type and soil amendment with one of our local gardeners who's going to be doing the talk and like helping everybody out. And it's going to be at the Valley Library at 1 p.m. And there's going to be two other gardening workshops after that, all at the Valley Library, all on Saturday, but they're at different times. So I can't just say like a blanket. They're all going to be at 1 p.m. One's going to be at 1, and one's going to be a little bit later, and one's going to be a little earlier. So you can look around town. Hopefully we'll have flyers up with all the dates and times. We'll have them up at the all the library branches, also online and on Facebook. We'll have all the information so you can figure out what's going on and what day. And if you aren't interested in this workshop, there might be another workshop that you'll be interested in.
Oh, that's great. I know gardening around here isn't easy, so.
Yeah, it's not easy.
People need all the help they can get.
Yep.
So those are the two main activities you wanted to highlight. And then, of course, all the other regular activities are going on. There's toddler time, story time, Linkit Language Learners Group, Intro to Coding, and Chess Club.
Yeah. And we're also doing the Early Learning Fair this month. So that's going to be February the 20th at the Valley Library.
All right.
That's getting your kids ready to get to go into kindergarten.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kate, thanks so much for coming in today and sharing that information and talking books with me, as always. The website and Facebook seem to be the best places I found to get all the information about your upcoming events.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say I love the cover photo that's on the library's Facebook page right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who put that up. I don't even know who took it, but they took a really nice photo. I think it was like a winter photo of the downtown library and then made a watercolor effect on it. So it looks really nice. Yeah.
It's very timely with all the snow and everything. So go check it out before all the snow melts.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for being here today, Kate.
Yeah,
thank you. See you next month.